We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Tzitzis, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Aleph. In the previous Shir, we went through the introduction to this halacha from a chapter on Likutei Moran. It's the first chapter in the second half of Likutei Moran. It's one of the very long chapters of Likutei Moran, although relatively easy. The wording is easy, it flows, it's just pages. It's 8 pages or 10 pages. And Rav Nosson Zal summarized the whole chapter pretty much. He touched on the 10 or 15 different points that Rabbeinu Zal discusses over there in Likutei Moran to serve as groundwork on which he's going to build his halacha now. For those who weren't here, we'll try our best to accommodate. Paragraph Aleph. V'zeh b'chinas tzitzis. Everything Rabbeinu Zal writes about there on Likutei Moran is all tied into the mitzvah of tzitzis. Rav Nosson Zal is going to show us here how when a Jew performs the mitzvah of tzitzis properly, he's activating all the 10 or 15 different important things that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there in that Torah on Likutei Moran. Ki tzitzis heim b'chinas kisei akovoid. Rabbeinu Zal started that chapter by saying that it's the mission of each and every single Jew to rule over the angels, to get to a level where he is ruling over the angels. However, when a person's on that level, the angels aren't so happy. They get jealous, and they'll try to topple the person. They'll try to knock the person down, and the person has to be prepared for that and know how to deal with it. And Rabbeinu Zal says that the way we deal with it is by grabbing hold of the Kisei HaKavod, grabbing hold of the throne of Hashem. Because we actually see an example of this in the case of Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe Rabbeinu went to heaven to receive the Torah, the Malachim were very upset. What kind of business? Asher tenohoi tchal ha-shamayim. The Torah belongs up here, not down there. Number one. Number two, mal yelud isha beineinu. How dare this human being try to get between us, between the Malachim and Hashem, try to get closer to Hashem than Malachim. And they started shooting fire at him. And the Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu looked at Hashem and said, what do I do now? And Hashem said, grab hold of my throne. Hold on to my throne, and they won't be able to harm you. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran that one of the ways that we do this, one of the ways that a person grabs onto the throne of Hashem is grabbing on to the great tzaddikim. Because the Gemara says the throne of Hashem is the Shoresh Neshamos Yisrael. The Jewish souls are carved out from the throne of Hashem. That's the wording in the Gemara. And the tzaddikim, the greater the tzaddik, the more he represents a root of Klal Yisrael. The tzaddikim are also called Shoresh Neshamos Yisrael. So they are, in a sense, a form of the Kisei HaKavod. And in fact, in the Zohar HaKadosh, that's how it refers to the great tzaddikim sometimes, that they are the throne upon which Hashem rests. The king rests on his throne, he sits on his throne. Hashem sits on the tzaddikim. His light, his holiness rests upon the tzaddikim. It rested in the Beis HaMikdosh. The Vilna Goin writes that today we don't have the Beis HaMikdosh. Who is the Beis HaMikdosh? The tzaddikim. They are the Beis HaMikdosh. They are the place of Hashroas HaShchina. That's his wording. So that's what Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likutei Moran. Rav Nosson Zal says, I'll give you another example of the throne of Hashem. A pair of tzitzis. Because the Gemara says, why is the most important part of the tzitzis is the tcheles. Why is tcheles blue? The Gemara says in Menachas Daf Mem Gimel, tcheles doyme leyam, that the tcheles is the color blue, like the blue of the sea. Veyam doyme lekisei HaKavod. And the sea gets its blueness by reflecting the light of the throne of Hashem. So we see that tcheles represents the throne of Hashem. Ki haneshamois Yisroel kisei HaKavod heim. Ki haneshamois Yisroel kama kisei HaKavod kama heim bebechinas levushin amalka kavyohu. Because the Jewish souls, which are synonymous with the throne of Hashem, because that's where they come from, they are referred to in Kabbalistic terms, in spiritual terms, as the garments of the king, the clothing of Hashem. Kavyochel Hashem clothes himself in his kovoid, in his glory, in his kisei kovoid, and Hashem clothes himself in the Jewish souls. So the Jewish souls are referred to as Levushin de Malka. Ki kisei akovoid ubechinas Levushin heim bechina achas kemuva. Because we find in the Sifrei Kabbalah, it uses these two terms interchangeably. The throne of Hashem, the kisei akovoid of Hashem, and the garments. And this is based on what we learned before. Ki Rabbi Yochanan korele lemane mechabdusa. Because the Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, Rabbi Yochanan referred to his clothing as his kovoid. So the kovoid, the kisei hakovoid of Hashem, is kavyochel a garment of Hashem. A king has his royal garments. The royal garments either he wears upon him, or kavyochel in the case of Hashem, where there is nothing physical about Hashem whatsoever, that's the terminology that we're using. The kisei hakovoid is also referred to as a levush of Hashem. V'zeh b'chinas kisei hakovoid shemechasin al kvoido yisborach. Rav Nosson says the word kisei means throne. The word kisei means also to cover, a covering, lechasot. That the throne of Hashem is a covering on Hashem's glory, on Hashem's light. Sheze bechinas klolius ha'olamos, sheklulin b'neshamos Yisrael, shehem bechinas levushin amalka, bechinas kisei hakovod anal. Now Rav Nosson Zal is using terminology that's used often in the Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Chassidus, that all of the worlds which are part of and included in the Jewish souls, which are plugged into all of the spiritual worlds and all the worlds, are all that total package of the worlds and the souls are also referred to as Levushin de Malka. These are all garments of Hashem. The Jewish souls, the worlds are all garments, coverings of Hashem. Hashem is underneath and behind all of it. Bechinas kisei hakovoid. As we have that term that's used, kisei hakovoid, kisei miloshen chair and kisei miloshen lechasot. That these are coverings. The kisei hakovoid represents the olam habriya. That world, like all the other worlds, is a covering of Hashem, kavyochol, in which Hashem's kavod is to be found. V'alkein, and for this reason, the Torah teaches us that tzitzis hi klolius ha-Torah, that tzitzis is symbolic of the entire Torah. K'may shekosov, as it says, leman tizkeru va'asisem es kol mitzvoisoi. You'll wear tzitzis, it'll remind you to fulfill all the mitzvahs. So the tzitzis represents all the mitzvahs. Why? Ki kol hatayag mitzvahs klulin bo. Because all 613 mitzvahs are included in tzitzis. Like the Gemara says in Menachos, Daf Mem Gimel. The word tzitzis is 600. The eight strings, the five double knots, gives you 613. But now Rav Nosson Zal explains it on a spiritual level. What does it mean when the Gemara tells us that tzitzis is the entire Torah? Ki ze ikar klal kol haTorah kula. Because this is really what the entire Torah is all about. What is it all about? Kedei shal yedei hamitzvos nuchal lovoi lifnei kisei kevoido yisborah. That by studying and fulfilling all the mitzvos, we will be zeichet to return to come before the holy throne of Hashem. The Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchas Tzitzis at the end that a Jew who fulfills all of these mitzvahs will be zeicha lehenois miziv hashchina. He'll be zeicha to enjoy the light of the Shechina. Another term for that is the throne of Hashem. Dehainu lehisachez bekisei kvoidoi. This is the same thing as grabbing on to the throne of Hashem. Kedei sheyielonu memshol al hamalochim. For the purpose, as Rabbeinu Zal said in Ketuban, so that this will help us maintain our authority over the angels. V'zeh kolul b'mitzvah tzitzis. And this is included completely in the mitzvah of tzitzis. Shehu chaluka d'rabbonon. Tzitzis is referred to as the garment of rabbis. Bechinas levushin d'malka. The royal garments of the king. Shehem bechinas kisei hakovoid, which is synonymous with the throne of Hashem. Because we said the clothing of a person is the kovoid of the person. You look at a policeman, you look at or a soldier, you look at his clothing. One bar, he's on a certain level. Two bars, he's a different level. Five stars, he's a different... The clothing reflects, displays the cover of a person. A person who's dressed like a schlepper, a person who's dressed like a mensch, you know, etc. That's the cover. V'alkein hascholas hoavoido b'chol yoim himascheles mimitzvah tzitzis shemekaimim miyad b'kumoy baboiker. Now you'll understand why one of the first things that a Jew does in the morning is tzitzis, putting on a tzitzis. Or kissing the tzitzis, making the bracha on the tzitzis, for those who wear it in the evening. V'chein tchilas chinuch hakoton maschel mitzitzis. And so too, when you want to start educating a Jewish child, when you want to start bringing a Jewish child to Yiddishkeit, you want to start introducing him, one of the first things is a little pair of tzitzis. Ki tekef mechanchen hakoton mitzvah tzitzis koidem leshar mitzvah maisis. Before you give this 6 month or 8 month or 1 year old kid a lulav and esrig, a tzitzis, right away, as soon as he's ready, there are some rabbis that say that tzitzis should not be put on a child until the child is toilet trained, at least. That's a certain level of maturity, a certain level of cleanliness. And there are others that don't even wait that long. Even, who cares? Wearing a diaper, the first chance you can, as soon as you can, to put tzitzis on a kid. Why? Ki ha'odom, kishem maschil b'avoydas Hashem, because when a person is starting to connect with Hashem, she'ikar hakavona lovoy latachlis, of which the main goal is to get to where we want to get to, which is, dehainu she'yeheloi memshol al hamalochim, the goal is to get to a level where he's ruling over angels, she'bishvil ze nivra ha'odom kanal, that's what man was created for, V'alkein maschila mitzitzis. That's why we have to start right away from tzitzis. Shaydeze oichazin bekisei kvoidis baruch. Because when you're wearing tzitzis, you're holding on to the throne of Hashem. V'ze bechinas achizas hatzitzis. And now you'll understand when we talk about tzitzis, we use a different term than most of the mitzvahs. We hold the tzitzis. You hold the tzitzis in your hand. When you make the bracha, you hold the tzitzis in your hand. We talk about holding on to the tzitzis. Bechinas ma'acheis pnei hakisei. It's the same term that's used when we talk about the throne of Hashem. Grabbing on and holding on to the throne of Hashem. Because tzitzis is a physical manifestation, kaviyochel, of the kisei hakovoy. So therefore, like we always say, soif maise b'machshova tchila, that the end and the beginning are always connected. What's the end? What's the final goal of a Jew? The final destination is to get to a level where you're ruling over malachim. How do you start it? You start it by grabbing onto the throne of Hashem, which means by putting on tzitzis. That's why we want to try to put a pair of tzitzis on that little boy as soon as we can. And that protects us from the kinas hamalochim. Now I'm not afraid of the malochim blowing me away. Now I can do all the mitzvahs. Ad shenizke shiyelonu mamshal hamalochim, to the point where I get to a madrega where I'm actually above the angels. Ki ein lehem koyach ledoichvoi, because the malachim have no ability to push the person away, me'achar shekvar nechaz bekisei kvoidi esporach haidat tzitzis. Because the person grabbed hold right away. Step number one was grabbing onto the kisei hakovoid. Now they can't touch me. Now I can start doing the mitzvahs, tefillin, learning Torah, everything else. Paragraph Beis. Velecho is bekisei kvoidi esporach. Rabbeinu Zal explained over there in Likutei Moran, in the first chapter, in the second half of Likutei Moran, that how does a Jew grab onto the Kisei HaKavod? Tzrichin lishmor hayira shebelev. Rabbeinu Zal said there that one of the prerequisites is that the man has to be very careful to guard the yira in his heart. The yira for Hashem, the yira for tzadikim. Shehu b'chinas binyan Yerushalayim. Another term for that is building Yerushalayim, because the word Yerushalayim is made up of two words, Yerushalayim. So when a Jew is working on developing Shleimus HaYira, he is involved in Binyan Yerushalayim. I once heard from my Rebbe, Zichron Avrocha, Rav Rosenfeld, He once said, everybody's always asking, when is Mashiach coming? And what's going to happen? Can you tell me what it's going to look like when Mashiach comes? So he said, if you look in the Zohar HaKadosh, in one place, it presents it super simple and easy. It says, it's a pasuk. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. The pasuk has three steps in it. Step number one, Boinei Yerushalayim Hashem. Hashem is going to build up the city of Yerushalayim. That's step number one, so that every single apartment that's being built in Yerushalayim and the highways and the this, every single step of Binyan Yerushalayim is a major step towards Bias Mashiach. Step two, Nidche Yisroel Yechanes. The Jews from outside are going to be brought in. Jews from Chutz Laretz are going to be coming to Eretz Yisrael, coming to join, to visit, to live, to buy property here, etc., etc. Step three, Horoyfe Lishvurei Lev Umechabe Shlatzvoysam. That when Mashiach arrives, one of the first things he's going to do is put on his doctor's hat, and he's going to approach each person and say, what hurts? What's wrong? Person's going to say, what's wrong? He's going to cure them. He's going to heal. Horoyfe Lishvurei. He's going to heal all the broken hearts and remove the atzvos. Those are the three phases of Bias Mashiach. So here in this Torah, Rabbeinu Zal speaks about Shleimus HaYira, about a Jew repairing the Yira inside of him, which is another example of Binyan Yerushalayim. V'zeh naseh al yidei tikkun gimel taiva sanal. And Rabbeinu Zal says there that the way that a person accomplishes that is by fixing himself regarding the three major taivos which the Yetzirah tries to get a person to mess up in. Shehem b'chinas gimel mishmoroi shel halayla, which correspond to the three sections of night. The Gemara says that the night, the darkness, is divided into three sections. Shenistaknin al yedei hadas. And how does one fix those three taivos? With das. The more das, the Gemara says that all sins are a result of ruach shtus. So through repairing my das, I am able to correct my problems in the areas of these three major taivos. Taivos achila, taivos momoin, and taivos noshim. Those are the three that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there. Shenimshach begimel regolim. And when does a person receive that das? On the three holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, v'zeh b'chinas tzitzis. Now I'm going to show you how all of this is found in tzitzis. Shehu b'chinas tikkun hayira shebalev. Tzitzis is also all about repairing the yira in your heart. B'chinas, as the pasuk says about the tzitzis, v'lo yisosuru achrei levavchem. You know why you're putting on tzitzis? So that you will not follow the wrong inclinations of your heart. Your heart is drawing you to pursue excess money, excess women, excess food. The tzitzis is going to help you, that you're going to have the proper yira shebelev, so that you will not deviate and do the wrong things. Now you'll understand why there are lev tzitzis. There are 32 strings, 8 times 4, 32 strings, that number lev. Kihem mesaknemes hayira shebelev. Those 32 strings help a person be zeichet to strengthen and to fix up the yira in his heart, to have the proper respect for Hashem, for Torah, for the right things, and not stray into the wrong things. Kal yedei hatzitzis nishmar halev mipegama taivasanal, because tzitzis helps the person, protects the person's heart from falling into those taivos. Bebechinas, as it says, v'loisa suru achrei levavchem. You will not follow the wrong dictates of the heart. We know that the heart has two sections in it. There's a pasuk in Koheles, lev chacham liyaminoi, lev ksila smoiloi. An intelligent person follows the right side of his heart, his yetzer tov, his good inclination, and a rasha follows the left side of his heart, which is his yetzer hara. So again, tzitzis helps a person, lo yisasur, not to make a wrong turn, to stay on the right side. Kal yidei chutei atzitzis, nimshach hadas shebesholosh regolim, lesaken gimel hatayvasanal hatluyim belev. So we see that it's possible for a Jew to receive that light of the three holidays every day in the mitzvah tzitzis. Through the mitzvah tzitzis, a Jew is able to draw upon himself that das of the three holidays, which helps him overcome the three taivos, which is all dependent on the heart. Shezehu bechinas tzitzis kanal, because that's what tzitzis is all about. Rabbeinu Zal brings in a different chapter in the Likutei Moharan, if I'm not mistaken, that the Yomim Toivim are referred to as the heart of the year. Just like the heart is the most important part of, that's the life of the body, the life of the year is the holidays. That's the life of the party. You know, the whole, the Simcha of Pesach, that's called the Lev. So again, you see the connection that on Yontif, we're able to draw, Rabbeinu Zal shows there, how by keeping the mitzvahs of Yontif properly, you're zeichet to draw the das that you need to overcome these three taivos. And tzitzis, the 32 strings of the tzitzis is also this lev, this yirashibalev, which defends a person and helps a person to overcome those three taivos. V'alkein ein tzitzis noyegim balayla el bayoyim. Now you'll understand why the Gemara tells us that the basic mitzvah of tzitzis applies not during the night, only by day. Ki halayla ze bechinas choyshech, bechinas pigam gimala taivos anal. Because nighttime is darkness, which represents those three taivos rois, which come from lack of das, lack of light, when there's darkness. We know that's when it's at night that the taivas are most prevalent. Shehein b'chinas gimel mishmoris shel alayla kanal. They correspond to the three sections of night. U'bechol yoyim v'yoyim tzrichem lahamshich hadas misholosh v'golam anal. And therefore, each and every single day, a Jew has to try to draw upon himself the das that comes from the three holidays. L'sakein gimel mishmoris shel alayla, to fix the three sections of night, bechinas gimel taivos, now which correspond to those three taivos, veze bechinas oyer yoim. This is the concept of daylight, the fact that during the day it's light. Shehu oyer hadas. The light during the daytime represents the das that we're drawing upon ourselves during the day. Shenimshach bechol yoim, which a Jew draws upon himself every single day. Mi gimel regolim, from the three holidays. I can't wait till it's Pesach. I can't wait till Sukkot. I had such a great time on Sukkot. Just like when it comes to Shabbos, the Gemara tells us that all 7 days are plugged into Shabbos. All 7 days receive from Shabbos. We said this morning, Hayoim Yoim Revi Bashabbos. We connected today, Wednesday, to Shabbos. Every day we're connecting. Shabbos is the source of life. It's the heart of the week. It's the Kiddush. It's everything. So too when it comes to these Yomim Toivim, they're not just effective when they're on. Before the holiday, all the preparations, the days before Sukkot, a person shopping for the Dalet Minim and building the Sukkot and talking about it, all of that, they're drawing the light of that holiday upon themselves. Rav Nosson Zal showing us here that on a Ruchnius level, a person can draw the light of Shabbos, just like Shabbos. There's a concept of Tois for Shabbos, and bringing the light of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. The light of the holidays also, a Jew can draw on that and benefit from that throughout the year. Ki horigolim nikroim yoim toiv, because the holidays are called yoim toiv, good day, referring to daytime, daylight. Ve'ikar oyer yoim hu b'chinas toiv, and the light of day, daylight, is referred to as toiv. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, "Vayar lekimes ho'oyer ki toiv." Hashem saw the light that it was good. So we see toiv is light. When we call it a holiday yom toiv, it's because it's daylight. It's that light of day which combats the darkness of night. Ki ho'oyer hu bechinas chesed, bechinas das, shenimshach mebechinas gimel regolim, bechinas yontif, shemesaken gimel ataivasnal. Light is symbolic of chesed and das, which comes from the three holidays, which are yom toiv, which correct, fix the three taivos. Shaydeze meir hayoim, and when those taivos, when the darkness is fixed, then the light of day shines brightly, and the darkness of night is eliminated. Shehu bechinas pigam gimel taivas anal. The darkness of night, which represents the negative side of those three taivas, the sins in the areas of those three taivas. V'ze zoichin bechol yoim al yedei she'oiskim batoira balayla. Now Rav Nosson Zal touches on something very special. Now Rav Nosson Zal is connecting to the writings of the Arizal, where the Arizal says that all the avodas that we do in the morning, the washing negavasa, the tzitzis, the tefillin, the shachris, draw their power from midnight. Midnight is when all the computers go on in heaven, all the action starts in heaven. Dahainu al yedei shekomim b'chatzoisla. He said here that a Jew is zoiche to draw this, the full effects of the mitzvah of tzitzis. We said in drawing the das of yontif, to battle against the three taivas, you know, which represented the three levels of darkness of night. This a person is zoiche al yedei she'oiskim b'toira b'layla, by the Jew being zoiche to study Torah at night. When? Dehainu al yedei shekomim b'chatzois layla, by a Jew getting up at midnight, v'oiskim b'toira, and studying Torah at that time. Like Dovid HaMelech did, as we see throughout the Gemara, like the students of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai did, as we see throughout the Zohar HaKadosh, like the Arizal, the Baal Shem Tov, all of these tzaddikim, that's when a real religious Jew starts his day. It starts at midnight. These cuckoos, the Western culture, these Americans got it all wrong. They're always 6-7 hours behind. So they started this thing about waking up in the morning. Everybody, but the real time to wake up, as is written in all the Sforim HaKadoshim, is at night. Ki kol echod. Look at these words now. Ki kol echod, because every single person, tzorich lokum b'chatzois laila, has to strive, has to want to get up at midnight. Kedei l'shaberes halayla, in order to break the night. Waking up in the middle of the night is breaking the night. That's breaking the darkness, breaking the forces of the sitra achra. L'shaber gimel mishmoris hanal, to break those three divisions of night. Ki chatzois hu bechinas nekudo ha'emtzois shel halayla, because midnight is like dead center, it's bullseye. It's of the entire night, toikev cheshchas laila. That's the time when the night is darkest, like when the darkness is most powerful. Ukeshemeshabrim es halaila. And when a Jew is zeichet to break the night, vekomim b'chatzois, and to wake up at midnight, to get up, al yideizeh meshabrim umevatlin kol b'chinas hagimel meshmores anal. Through that, the person participates in smashing, in eliminating those three sections of night, though Shem Bechinas Gimel Taivas, now these three major Taivas, which are, we said, Taivas Momoin, Taivas Noshim, and Taivas Achila. V'alkein Oskin Oiskinos Batoira, and that's why, what does a person do at Chatzois? There are special prayers that they say, but there's also a very, very important integral part of Chatzois, which is learning, that the person learns. Why? Kedei Lahamshich Hadas, in order to draw upon oneself that das, l'sakein ha-gimel taivas anal, to correct those gimel taivas. V'alkein oz b'chatzois mesablin al churban beis hamikdash. And this is why the main focus at midnight is mourning over the destruction of the beis hamikdash. Ki ikra ha-das nimshach mi beis hamikdash. Because the center of das for the Jewish people is the beis hamikdash. As the Gemara says in Brachas Daf Lamed Gimel, Kol mi sheyesh boideya ke'ilu nivne beis hamikdash biyomav. Any person who has das, it's as if the beis hamikdash were built in his time. Because that's what the beis hamikdash was, the highest level of das. The Sanhedrin HaGadoyla, the highest Torah authority, sat in the beis hamikdash. The Kohanim were the people who were dedicated totally towards learning and davening day and night. So that's the center of das for Klal Yisrael. Ukemuva b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal kam upon him, as Rabbeinu Zal mentions this in many places. V'alkein b'sholosh regolim. Now you'll understand why on the sholosh regolim, where we said one of the main things that a Jew is trying to receive on the sholosh regolim is das, where do we go for it? B'sholosh regolim tzrichim la'alos le'beis hamikdash. On the sholosh regolim, the Jews were supposed to visit the Beis Hamikdash. Why? Kedei lahamshich mishom hadas l'sakin gimel atayusanal. Because that's the center, that's the broadcasting center for das, for the whole world, for the whole Klal Yisrael, in order to be able to do battle against those three taivos. V'alkein, and therefore, b'chatzos halayla, at midnight, shehu klolius halayla, the middle is representative of the whole thing. When you want to grab onto something, when you want to grab onto a pot cover, where do you grab it? The middle. They put the handle in the middle. You hold the middle, you're holding the entire thing. So by grabbing onto chatzos, I'm grabbing onto the whole night. I'm grabbing hold of the whole night. Va'oz oiskin l'sakein gimel taivos hanal, and then we're involved in overcoming those three taivos, shein b'chinas gimel mishmor shalayla, which correspond to the three sections of night. How? Alkein oiskin bebinyan beis hamikdash. We do it by building the beis hamikdash. How does a Jew build a beis hamikdash today? Ki misablim os al churban beis hamikdash. We mourn the destruction. The Gemara says any Jew who mourns the destruction is guaranteed to see the construction. As the Gemara says in Tainus Daf Lamed, Nimtza, we see therefore that through this avoided chatzos of expressing our regret and our sorrow over the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, that's how we are involved in building it. So we're building the das. That's how we draw upon ourselves this das, which is the antidote to these gimel three taivos. And this is how we're zoche in the morning to daylight, which comes from the light of this das that we started pumping up from chatzos and on, shenimshach b'chol yom, which a Jew draws upon himself every day, mi gimel regolim, from the three holidays. Bebechinas, as the Gemara says in Chagiga, Daf Yud Beis, kol hoisig batoyra balaylo, moishchen olav chut shel chesed bayoim, that a person who studies Torah at night, referring especially to the second half of night, from midnight on, is zoche to draw upon himself a thread of kindness, a chut shel chesed during the day. The chesed hu hadas kemuva b'makom achar b'makom sechem kam upon him. And we know Rabbeinu Zal tells us many times that the terms chesed and das are interchangeable, because without das, you don't know how to do chesed. Without das, you can give a six-month-old baby a big steak to eat and you can choke him to the, you know, can kill him with that, something like that. So chesed and das are used many times interchangeably. Ki zoichem baboiker lo'or yoim, because we're zoich in the morning to that light of day, shehu oyer hadas, hanimshach mebechinas yoim toiv, which is the light of das, which we draw from the holidays, mishalosh regolim, al yedei shekomim b'chatzos, by getting up at midnight, umeshabrem sholosh mishmoros hanal, and smashing, destroying those three sections of night, shein b'chinas gimel midos hanal. V'alkein takeif baboiker mamshichen zeh hor shel hadas al yedei chutei hatzitzis. Now you'll understand why are tzitzis strings? Why are we playing with strings? At least let's make straps like the tefillin. Why are we playing with these little strings? Rav Nosal says it's based on the Gemara. That's how we're drawing upon ourselves that chut shel chesed. Shenimshach baboiker al yedei esek haTorah balayla, which a person draws upon himself in the morning by having studied Torah at night, al yedei sheshoivrim es halayla, shubchinas gimel midos hanal, by breaking the night, which is those three midos, vaoiskim baTorah balayla, lamshach hadas mibeis hamikdash, al yedei ze zoichim baboiker lechut shel chesed, bechinas chutei hatzitzis. That's what those white strings represent. White is always chesed. That's these chutei chesed that we're drawing upon ourselves during the day. Sha'al yodom mekablim oyer hadas misholosh regolim hanal. That's what's giving us, that's what's shining into us, this light of das that's coming from the, that's being pumped out from the three holidays. Ki tzitzis hein bechinas regolim. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to show a direct connection between tzitzis and the holidays. Regolim, regel, means holiday, and regel also means feet. Bibechinas, tzedek lefonov yahalech. There's a pasuk that says, your righteousness will go before you. Sheze bechinas gimel regolim. That refers to the sholesh regolim. Sheoz hoilchem lalois leregel. That's when we go with our feet. We take our feet and we go up. We go up to the Beis Hamikdash. Kamei shekosuv, as it says, sholesh peomim bashana yeroe kol zechurcha. That three times a year we see penei Hashem. Tzedek lefonov yalech. The tzedek goes lefonov to the ponim of Hashem. When? On the three holidays. The three holidays are when the ponim of Hashem is radiating this great light, this light of Das. And it's called tzedek. Sheze b'chinas tzedek lefonov yahalech v'yosem lederech pomov kemub mokom acher. As Rabbeinu Zal shows in another pasuk, that pasuk is referring to aliyah leregel, a Jew going up to the Beis Hamikdash to see the face of Hashem, kaviyochel. V'ze b'chinas tzitzis. And tzitzis is also where we see the face of Hashem. Bechinas tzedek lovoshti vayalbisheni. The pasuk says, I clothe myself, I dress myself in tzedek vayalbisheni. And you, Hashem, dress me, you clothe me. So we see the connection there. That the sholesh regolim are referred to as tzedek, and the tzitzis is referred to as tzedek. Now you'll understand also why in each corner there are eight strings. Each string has to be comprised minimum, it has to be doubled over. It has to be a thread that's doubled over. Shozer means spun together from two. V'ein shezira pochos mishtayim. The shazir here doesn't mean doubled over. It means that each string, each one of the four strings of the tzitzis, has to be made from at least two. We know many people today wear kofel shmoina, where the thread is made from eight. But the minimum, the Gemara says, is shazurin, from two. Ve'ein shazira pochis mishtayim, kama yishlom durazal, as the Gemara says, menochas, taflamet ches, that shazir means minimum of two. Mi posuk hakonof pisil techeles. The Gemara learns out from there that it has to be at least doubled. Nimtza, shebechol echad mehatzitzis yesh yudvav chutin, which means that in each corner, it's made up of 16 strings, minimum 16 strings in actuality. Dahainu shmoina chutim shezurim, eight strings, and each one of them is from at least two. Keneged hayomim sheyesh b'sholosh regolim. This corresponds to the 16 days in the three holidays. Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. Shem yudvav yomim. Ki Pesach shiva yomim. Pesach is 7 days. U'shavuos yom echod. Shavuos is 1 day. V'ches yemei achag. And the 8 days of Sukkot, including Shmini Atzeres. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Koheles, Tain chelek l'shiva v'gam l'shmoina. Shedor shurazal al regolim. The Gemara tells us in Erevin, Daf Mem, that posuk is referring to the holidays. Give a portion to the 7 and to the 8, referring to the two major holidays, Pesach and Shavuot and Sukkot. V'alkein ikar hatzitzis heim shmoina chutim, and that's why what we see eight strings over there is keneged shmoinis mechag haSukkos. That corresponds to the holiday of Sukkos, shehu hamispar hamaruba beyoser shel yemei haragolim. That's the largest holiday. The most days is Sukkos. V'nichlal betoichoy gamkein shivas yemei haPesach v'yem haShavuos. So by us looking at or holding the eight strings, in the eight is included the 7 and the 1. The number 8 has in it already the 7 and the 1. Gam, in addition, Shmoina Simei HaSukkos Heimo Achroin Sheberegolim. The 8 days of Sukkos are the closing of all three holidays. Keneged Yaakov, which the Sukkos corresponds to Yaakov Avinu, Shekolul Mikol HaOvos, who is a combination of Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov. He has all of them in him. Ki oz besukkos nishlam he'oros shel hagimel regolim, because on Sukkos is when the light of all three holidays is completed. Vehu kolul mikulam, and therefore Sukkos is a composite of all three holidays. V'alkein yesh shmoina chutim batzitzis. This is why what we see is eight strings down there in each corner. Paragraph Gimel. V'ze b'chinas yitzias Mitzrayim shenizkar b'parshas tzitzis. Now you'll understand also why in the parsha of tzitzis it speaks about the Jews leaving Egypt. Ze b'chinas sholosh hasholosh regolim. That's the story of the three holidays, Shehim Kulam Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos are all remembrances of when we left Egypt. Ki Iker Yitzias Mitzrayim Hualidei Bechinas Chatzois. Because leaving, the real leaving Egypt was dependent on midnight. Bebechinas, as Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Kachatzois Lailo Ani Yoitzei Bemitzrayim. Bisach Mitzrayim. At around midnight, I'm going to show up in Mitzrayim, and that's when the fireworks are going to start. That's when the action is really going to begin. Dehainu al yedei shemeshabrim hagimel mishmoros, gimel midos rois hanam. Meaning, by us breaking, we said at midnight is the opportune time for a Jew to grab hold of the night and break the three sections of night, which correspond to the three taivas rois. Shem b'chinas cheshkas laila, which represent the darkness of night. Shehem Ikur Golus Mitzrayim. That's what the Egyptian exile was really all about. It was darkness. Remember, we mentioned in the previous year that another word for Golus is lack of Das. There's a pasuk, Lochein Golo Ami Mibli Das. Therefore, my nation was exiled from lack of Das. So Golus is lack of Das. Geula is brought about through revelation of Das. Moshe Rabbeinu showed up in Mitzrayim. That was wall-to-wall Das. Shehu Golus Shel HaSitrachra. This is the Golus of the Yetzahara. Shemizgaber Al Ha'odam Begimel Midasanal, which puts every single one of us in Golus, in Golus of these three Taivas. We're trapped in Taivas Achila, in Taivas Momoin. We're in a cage. We're in a prison. We are imprisoned by these Taivas. They control us. They tell us how much to eat more than is necessary, to pursue money in an insane way, to make ourselves crazy in the pursuit of money or parnasa. Shehem klal kol ha-taivos. These three are representative of all the different taivas. Vaidei b'chinas chatzois, shemeshabrim es halayla, and through chatzois we break the night, aidei zeh yoitzin migolos Mitzrayim. That's how a Jew is able to exit, to leave, just like the Jews of Mitzrayim left at midnight. That was when the real exit began. So too, if I want to get out of my Mitzrayim, I want darkness, the way that I do it is through Chatzos. That's when I can escape. I can break out of those three Taivas Rois. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Kachatzos Lailo Ani Yoitzei Besoich Mitzrayim Kanal. V'zoichin lebechinas Sholosh Regolim. And we're zoichin to three holidays, Shim Zeicher Liyitzias Mitzrayim, which are all remembrances associated with leaving Egypt. And through this, by getting up at midnight and trying to do that avodah, through that a person is zoicha to the light of tzitzis in the morning, shehem levushin de mechasin al hodom, which is a garment that covers the person, lehatziloi uleshoimroi migimel midasanal, to protect, to save the person, and to guard the person from these three taivos rois. We had an example before where a person was about to commit a sin with a woman, the Gemara showed him, and his tzitzis, he saw his tzitzis, and that scared him, that turned him off, and that got him out. That rescued him from falling into that sin. Shehem b'chinas pegam halavushin, those three midos rois represent a defect in the clothing, when the person is as either defective clothing or no clothing. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Yecheskel Tezayin, va'at oroim ve'eria hanemar begolos Mitzrayim. The Jewish people in Egypt are described as naked, no clothing, because again, Mitzrayim was the cesspool of all the taivas rois and midos rois. Therefore, there, there's no clothing. When a person is lying, involved in the negativity, in the filth of these three midos rois, sheze bechinas golos Mitzrayim, which is another word for the Egyptian exile, oz haneshama aruma chas v'shalom, then the person's soul is naked. It has no garments. Bechinas va'at eroim veria, as the pasuk says there, that the Jews in Egypt were naked. Kihi ksus bebechinas, as the pasuk says also, kihi ksusoi levado, hi simlosoi loiroi. This is a pasuk in Mishpatim where it speaks about a Jew who lends money to a very poor man, and he takes as collateral from the poor man his coat, the guy's coat. And the Torah warns, make sure that when he needs it, you give it back to him. Kihi ksusoi levado, because this is the only garment he has. This is the covering for his skin, for his flesh. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, take a look at this, that this pasuk is a remez to the mitzvah of tzitzis and tefillin. The Zohar HaKadosh says, ksus, garment, is the tzitzis. Le'oiroi, oir, skin or leather, is dot tzitzis utfilin. The Zohar HaKadosh says this refers to the mitzvah of tzitzis and tefillin, which are our real garments. Those are our garments of holiness. And the Zohar HaKadosh says there that who's the poor man? The poor man is the Jewish people in exile. When we are in exile, we are in a state of spiritual poverty. And the Zohar HaKadosh says there, Bameh yishkav begalusa. In what is the Jew going to lie in when he's in exile? What is he going to cover himself with? We said again, when the Jews are in exile, we are Eroim Veria. What are our coverings? What are our protections? The tzitzis and the tefillin. That's our shield. K'may shekosu b'zoyar kodesh, as is brought in the Tikkuni Zoyar. Hainu, k'sheshoichvim begolos chasashon, when the Jewish people are lying in exile. Dahainu, what's exile? Pegam hagimel midoy sanal, when a Jew is lying in taivas achila and taivas nosh and those things. Oz nemar, then the pasuk says, bame yishkav begalusa. What are you going to lie in? What's going to protect you? What's going to save you in this golus? Ki oz hu bechinas eroim veria kanal. Because we said before, when we are in a fallen state, it's like we're naked, no clothing, no kovoid. Ki gimel midoy seilu heim bechinas pegam hakovoid. Because these three midos rois represent a defect in the kavod, as Rabbeinu Zal shows there in the Kutumran, and Rav Nosson Zal is going to show right now. Shehu bechinas levushin. The kavod of a person is his garments, as we mentioned. Ki Rabbi Yochanan korei lemanei mechabduse. Rabbi Yochanan referred to his clothing as his kavod. Ki hagimel midos elu heim nekroim anshei shem. K'may shekosu b'maimranal. Because Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likut Imran that these three midos are referred to as Anshei Hashem. The Hashem, the name, Hu HaKovoy, the name of a person is the honor, the respect. He has a real good name, means he's highly respected. That person has a terrible name, means the opposite of that. They're not, that people have no respect for that person at all. Uboruch Shem Kevoid, as we see in another pasuk. The name is the Kevoid. Boruch Shem Kevoid Malchus Eilonim Voed. Ubchinas, another pasuk. Hovul Hashem Kevoid Shemoi. Bring to Hashem the honor of his name. And these taivois are referred to as shame. Rabbeinu Zal over there shows in Likut Imran the term shame associated with these three. Ve'elu ha-taivois analahim poigmen chas v'shalom Hashem v'kovoid. These three taivois mess up the kovoid in the name. Ki nikroim anshei shem kanal, and now he's going to show us the connection. Ki hamomoin nikro kovoid. We know that money is referred to as kovoid. K'may shekosuv, as the pasuk says, when Rachel and Leah told Yaakov Avinu that we're with you all the way, our father Lavan is a dirty rat, he's a thief and a rat and every bad thing in the book, and he ripped you off 100 times, and if you've made a decision to leave him now, we're with you all the way. And they said, Umei asher lo avinu os'a. So then it says over there that the B'nai Lavan said, ומאשר לו אבינו עושה את כל הכל הזה. No, no, no. That Yaakov Avinu acquired all of this honor, all of this wealth and everything, מאשר לו אבינו, from what he got from Lavan. It all really belongs to Lavan. So we see again that money, wealth, is referred to as kavod. Bebechinas, as the Gemara says in Erevin, page 86, Rebbe mechabed ashirim. Rebbe showed respect to the wealthy people. So we see that wealth, money, is referred to as kavod. Nimtza sheshoyresh hamomayin bekavod. So we see that money is rooted in kavod. Ukemuv de Rabbeinu Zal Makom Acher, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in chapter 59 in the Kutimran and other places. V'al kein, and therefore, al yedei taivos mamayin, when a person has the wrong kind of relationship with money, when a person wants excessive money, more than what they really need, or when a person is misusing money, instead of using money for Hashem's honor, they're using it for personal honor, poigmen bekovoid. The person is messing up the kovoid. That's number one. Next, v'chein taivas niyuf bekovoid. And so too, the wrong kind of relationship with women is also associated with kovoid. Because the Gemara says, ein boishes, Ela b'mokam arayim, that shame applies only in the place of erva. So we see shame is the opposite of kavod, that a person brings upon themselves shame and disgrace when they mess up in this area, in the relationship between men and women. Ve'ikar ha-kavod ayidei shmira sabriz, kembu mokam achas simen yod aleph. And Rabbeinu Zal shows in chapter 11, Likud Imran, that the main kavod of Hashem and the main kavod of a Jew is his success in this area of Shmira Sabris, keeping his relationship with women pure and proper. That's number two. So we see the connection between Taivas Noshim, Taivas Niuf, and Kovoid. Now we come to number three, Achila, eating. V'chein Taivas Achila, Poigem B'Kovoid. And so too, when a person messes up in the area of eating, they eat too much, or they eat the wrong things, that's also a Pegam in Kovoid. B'b'chinas Shulchan Malochim. There's a term that's used throughout the Gemara, throughout the Torah, that what's considered food, real food, something that would be put on the table of a king, something that's honorable, something respectable, that's called food. Junk food is not called, it's called junk, it's not food. That's, junk is the opposite of kavod. A junkyard is not a respectable place. So achila digdusha, proper achila is a nin of kavod, and eating improperly is disgrace. And we know one of the most embarrassing things to a human being is when they're fat, overweight. Those people are afraid to show themselves in public, or afraid they can't put on this clothing or that clothing anymore because they've messed up their kavod, Rachmona Litzlan. Melech hakavod, shulchan melochim, and we know melech is associated with kavod. As all of this is explained in chapter 67 in Likutei Imran. So we've shown now how all three of these areas, all three of these taivos, are associated with kavod. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein heim poigmim b'halavushim, shem b'chinas kavod anal. He messes up in the area of these three taivos, he's messing up his garments, which are his kavod. And that's why the Torah, when it speaks about the Jews being in exile in Egypt, which is the opposite of leaving Egypt, the opposite of these three holidays, therefore the pasuk says, "Va'at eroim ve'eria, you were naked. Bameh yishka begalusa, what in what are you lying in Engolus? What are you covering yourself with?" As we explained earlier, v'alkein, and therefore baboiker, in the morning, she'oz meir yoim, that's when the day starts shining. Bechinas oir hadas shel hagimel regolim, that's that light of the das of the three holidays, which we said we worked on during the night. Bechinas yitzias mitzrayim, which represents leaving Egypt. Shemeir bechol yoim, and this light shines not only on the three holidays, but we get a taste of that every single day if we follow these procedures. Alkein oz zoichen lelavush nigdusha. A Jew who follows this whole process during the night, in the morning, he is zoiche to clothe himself in holiness. Shehem levushi atzitzis, which are the tzitzis? Shehem mechasim al pigam hatayvus anal, which cover over the pigam of all the tayvus rois. Because that we said that tzitzis are a representation of the light of the three holidays, the 16 strings, all the explanations that we gave. Obviously, this will also explain why we find that when Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, what did they do? They ran to cover themselves. They felt naked. Person commits a sin, he feels naked. Noach, this week's parsha, Noach got drunk, he was uncovered. The sons had to come in to cover him. They covered him, and the Zohar Kodesh says the covering is the tzitzis. That which really covers the shame, the spiritual shame of a person, is the tzitzis. The tzitzis is this malbushe kovoid of a person. Paragraph Dalid. Valyidei hasholosh regolim shemesaknim hayira shebelev. Rabbeinu Zal went on to say over there in Likutei Moran that when a Jew is zeicher to perfect the yira in his heart by overcoming these three taivos, by having the proper connection to the three holidays, through this the Jew creates the angel who sends prophecy into the world, who broadcasts prophecy into the world. Bechinas hamalach hagoyel oisi mikol ro. Rabbeinu Zal over there shows that pasuk, which the Zohar HaKadosh says, that refers to the malach that's mashpia to the spheroids of Netzach and Hoid, which Nevuah comes from. Vaydezeh zeichen letfila, and Rabbeinu Zal shows there that when the Nevuah, when the prophecy is flowing properly, then the tfila is proper. Shehu dvar Hashem, ayin shom. Because prophecy is called dvar Hashem, and tefillah is also called Dvar Hashem. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal explains all of this very clearly. Sholosh Regolim, Shemeirin Letfilah, the three holidays which shine their light into the tefillah, Ze Bechinas Tlas Gavnen De'ena U'Basayin. This also corresponds to the three colored rings of the eye and the pupil of the eye. Ki gimel regolim hem keneged shloisha avos, because we know the Torah tells us that the three holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, correspond to Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov. That's why, how do we start the Seder? What's the first announcement that we make when we sit down to the Seder? Kol dichven yesa v'yechol, kol disrach yetzusa. Who's hungry? Anybody need food? Come a running, come to me. Like Avram Avinu, who was famous for his house, which was open on all four corners. Avraham Avinu was all about Hachnosas Orchim. That's Pesach. Shavuos is Matan Torah. The Torah was given on Har Sinai with the shofar, the sound of the shofar, which is symbolic of Yitzchak Avinu. The shofar is the ram's horn, which was used to replace Yitzchak Avinu. And Sukkos is Yaakov Avinu. There's a pasuk in the Torah, V'Yaakov Nosa Sukkoisa. Yaakov Avinu traveled to Sukkos, showing one of the connections between Yaakov Avinu and Sukkos. Shehem b'chinas tlas gavnen deina, which correspond to the three sections of the eye. V'hatfila hi b'chinas malchus. The tfila represents the malchus, which is David HaMelech, shehu beregel ravi. He is the fourth leg of the throne. We're speaking about the Kisei HaKovoid. The Kisei HaKovoid has arba regolim, four legs. The four legs of the throne are Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov, and David HaMelech. That corresponds to the three holidays and Tfila. Tfila corresponds to that fourth leg, which is David HaMelech. Shehu hi bechinas basayin kemuva. And we know that tefillah, the malchus, is represented by the pupil of the eye. The pupil of the eye is dark. It has no light of its own, just like malchus is symbolized by the moon, the light of the moon, which has no light of its own. It only reflects the light of the sun. Zehu biatzmoi bechinas hamalach hagoyel. And this itself is this angel, shenimshach me'agimel regolim, which draws from these three holidays. Why? כי המלך הוא בחינס השכינה, כמו שכוסף רבנו זל שם בסוף המאמר על. Because the angel represents the שכינה, the spirit of Hashem, שהיא בחינס מלכוס, which is referred to as מלכוס. ועל כן, על ידי בחינס זה המלך, עיקר תיקון התפילה. And it's therefore through this angel, which helps bring about that flow of prophecy, that's one of the main things that helps the tefillah, shehi gam kein bechinas malchus, which is also malchus. The malach represents the shechina, which is malchus, and the malach helps the tefillah, which is also malchus. David HaMelech said about himself, va'ani tefillah, I am tefillah. I, the melech, I malchus am tefillah. V'zeo bechinas hadalet tzitzis. This is the concept of the tzitzis which we wear in the four corners of the garments. Bechinas tlas gamrendeinu basayin. This corresponds to the four parts of the eye, the three colored rings and the pupil. Bechinas ure'ise moisei hanemar b'tzitzis. This is why there's tremendous emphasis on looking at the tzitzis, looking at the tchelis. Ki ikar he'oras hagimel regolim hu lohoyer b'basayin. Because the main purpose of the light of the three holidays is to shine into the pupil of the eye, bebchinas malchus, the kingdom, shehi bechinas dalid, which is represented by the letter dalid, sheikar aliyosa hi begimel regolim. And we know the time when the malchus receives its greatest elevation is on the three holidays, kama shekosav rabbeinu b'mkachar, as Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this in chapter 30 in Likutei Moran. V'ze b'chinas hadalet tzitzis. This is the concept of the four tzitzis that we're wearing. Ki al yedei ha-sholosh regolim, shem tlas gam nadeina, ha-me'irin b'basayin, because through the three holidays, which represent the three parts of the eye, which shine into the pupil, ha-yedei ze yoytzin dalet tzitzis. This generates the light of these four tzitzis, shehem bechinas malchus, bechinas dalet kamuva, which represents the malchus, which is represented by the letter dalet, as is brought in many places. We know that Tikkuni Zohar says that in the word echod, we describe Hashem as Hashem echod. The echod is split into two parts. The aleph represents the keser, the crown, which is referred to as pele, wondrous. Pele is the same letter as the word aleph. The ches is the next eight levels down. Chochma bina chesed gvur teferes to yisoid. And the dalet is the malchus. The letter dalet is always used. There are many explanations as to why that the letter dalet represents malchus. Once again, Rav Nosson Zal's wording in some of these places is a little bit short. He's assuming a person has a degree of familiarity with these terms. And if a person is not familiar, at first it's a little bit confusing. Where's the connection? How did he connect this to that? And again, you have to see the chapter on Likutei Moran inside, where Rabbeinu Zal makes many of these connections. But each person gets it on their level the first time. The second time, you understand it better. V'chulu v'chulu.